ਵਿਸਿਟ ਡਾਟਾ ਲਈ ਡਿਕਲੇਅਰਿੰਗ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰੈਸ ਨੋਟੀਫਿਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਡੀ ਐਲ ਈ ਸ਼ੀਨਾ ਐਸ ਐਚ ਈ ਐਨ ਏ ਡੇਟ ਆਫ ਬਰਥ 8/21/2023 ਪਲੇਸ ਫਿਊਚਰ ਕੇਅਰ ਚਾਰਜ ਰਜਿਸਟ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਸੀਨ ਟੂਡੇ ਫੋਰ ਫੋਲੋ ਅਪ ਐਟ ਸਬ ਕਿਊ ਰੀਹੈਬ ਸਬਜੈਕਟਿਵ ਹੈਜ਼ ਨੋ ਸ਼ਾਰਨਸ ਬਟ ਨੋ ਵਾਮਟਿੰਗ ਪੇਸ਼ੈਂਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਅ ਨੋਨ ਲੈਫਟ ਲੋਅਰ ਐਕਸਟ੍ਰੀਮਿਟੀ ਡੀ ਬੀ ਟੀ ਸ਼ੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਪ੍ਰੀਵੀਅਸਲੀ ਅਨੈਲੋਕਸ ਵਾਇਲ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਹਾਸਪਿਟਲ ਸ਼ੀ ਵਾਸ upon discharge she was switched to the Lovinox and warfarin because on the CT and the chest shows a pulmonary embolism so while at the nursing home she has been maintained on heparin maintained on low molecular weight heparin but Lovinox along with warfarin but we have a difficulty getting therapeutic PTNR but in the meantime we have kept her on both Lovinox and warfarin as per hospital recommendation patient with no bleeding no shortness of breath today no cough no fever opacity hypertension COPD pulmonary embolism while she was in the hospital history of left leg DVT, right ulnar neuropathy, right below knee amputation, left leg DVT as I mentioned, right side weakness and the left side weakness from the extensive stroke. Expressive. Aphasia, dysarthria, dysphagia, stress post back placement. Through our system, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting. Patient is a poor historian, she is non-verbal, but no fever, no chills, no respiratory distress reported. On examination, patient is awake, she is lying in the bed, expressive aphasia, blood pressure 116/90, pulse 77, temperature is 105 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 99%. Next, suppose the JVD, left neck and mandibular area, swelling has significantly improved, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SMS2, abdomen soft, non-turn box with positive extremities, right BK stump healed, left leg edema is much better, neuro she is awake, lying on the bed, non-verbal, confused, disoriented, not able to answer any question. Recent lab, PTINR, WBC 6.6 hemoglobin 14 back to 46.2 assessment number 1 DVT left leg number 2 pulmonary embolism number 3 CVA number 4 dysarthria secondary CVA number 5 dysphagia stress post peg placement number 6 ambulatory dysfunction due to CVA number 7 history of COPD, history of pneumonia treated, peripheral neuropathy, history of peripheral vascular disease, status post right BKA. Plan of care is patient has been maintained on anticoagulation. Because of DVT and PE, along with all her other medication, she is still subtherapeutic. At this point, I will get hematology consultation. I have already called Dr. Ravi, R-A-V-I-E, and follow up. In the meantime, we are adjusting warfarin dosing as per PTNR monitoring reporting. Initially she was on 5, then we have increased to 6.5. and she's on bridging therapy along with Lovina. I have reviewed all her medication, will be continued.
What?
I'll move on to CBC and PTNR tomorrow again. Case and discuss with NP and the nursing staff. This is the end of the education. Thank you.